Thank you much for that, and let's go back to Audrey.
Thank you very much indeed, Aaron Armstrong, there with all the day's main sports stories.
The BBC World Service in the United States is distributed by Public Radio International. Distribution is made possible in part by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting efforts that help save lives from sudden cardiac arrest. Learn more about SCA risks and emergency response at suddencardiacarrest.org. And by individual donors to PRI, whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, offering gourmet foods and fresh flowers with a different accent. English Hedgerow also offers coordinated catering and decoration for weddings, parties, and corporate events. English Hedgerow on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana.
It's 12:31. You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Henry Frayne is our technical director this afternoon. Joining me in the studio, Tom Rogers. He has our report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. The name Sarah Palin only showed up on a few lists of potential Republican vice presidential nominees, and a University of Illinois political science professor says John McCain's pick is an intriguing one. Brian Gaines expected McCain to pass the Alaska governor over because she has young children. He says the choice of Palin shows that the GOP is still trying to attract women disappointed that Hillary Clinton didn't win either place atop the Democratic ticket. Gaines also thinks the pick cements McCain's maverick reputation.
This bolsters John McCain's appeal to independents that he's been pushing so hard. He's not an ordinary party animal. He's not taking the expected choice. He didn't pick Romney. For independents, I think it'll be exciting. So in that respect, I think it's a good move.
Gaines says Palin now has a couple of weeks to make a first impression since she's a relative unknown outside Alaska. He also wonders if Palin's inexperience, particularly in foreign policy, would ultimately direct attention back to Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama's short experience. But Gaines says he's looking forward to seeing how Palin goes head-to-head in a debate with Obama's pick for a running mate, Joe Biden. If Barack Obama does make it to the White House, there's an expectation that Illinois will reap special benefits. From the Democratic National Convention in Denver, which wrapped up last night, Amanda Vinicky has more.
State Senate President Emil Jones says if Obama were president, it would be a tremendous asset to Illinois.
Anytime you have a president from a state, that state should benefit considerably.
For instance, an Obama administration may focus on funding coal-based alternative fuels, which could help rejuvenate Illinois' coal industry. That's the expectation of Bob Hahn, who's from Centralia.
I think if Barack gets, when Barack gets elected, it's going to happen and help our area quite a bit.
And here's U.S. Senator Dick Durbin's take on what it would mean if Obama wins.
It means that I'll be able to call the White House and make sure my calls are answered.
As the number two leader in the U.S. Senate, Durbin already brings Illinois some clout. From the Democratic National Convention in Denver, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Champaign School District is ending an alternative education program for students with severe behavioral problems. At the end of the semester, Columbia Center, which serves the middle and high school ages, will have placed all of its 36 remaining students in other programs. An outside evaluation of data, including academics, discipline, and attendance, prompted the call for the closing. Assistant Superintendent Beth Shepard says the move shouldn't be looked upon as a slight against Columbia Center's staff.
They're very talented, very capable teachers, social workers, etc., but they don't have the infrastructure or the training to support these kinds of issues. And we learned this through an independent audit. It's something that the board, the plaintiffs, and the administration have been concerned about for some time.
Attorney Carol Ashley represents those plaintiffs in Unit 4's consent decree. She says in a press release that she applauds the district's decision and looks forward to the implementation of a program that targets the social and emotional barriers to student success. Shepard says many of Columbia Center's students have already been placed in other alternative programs in the area, including the READY program, Circle Academy, and Pavilion Foundation School. For students who have served their expulsions, Unit 4 looks at a way for transitioning them back to their original school with the appropriate support. Teachers at Columbia Center are being reassigned. The Douglas County prosecutor says he won't file charges against the owner of a home where authorities seized 55 dogs last week. County animal control officials accused Willis Hellmuth of operating an unlicensed puppy mill at his home near Arthur. But State's Attorney Kevin Nolan says he doesn't believe he could win a conviction. Nolan says a state agriculture department inspector visited the home 2 days before the August 22nd raid. The inspector found problems, but no mistreated animals. Helmuth says the dogs were worth about $14,000, but he doesn't want them back. Animal Control Administrator Kathleen McManaman says she's upset by Nolan's decision. The Illinois sign that marked the state delegation's place on the floor of the Democratic National Convention this week is among convention artifacts that are now being collected by curators from the Smithsonian Museum. Robert Wildebor has more.
The sign is the tall blue one that each state has that you see sticking up when the cameras pan the convention floor. This morning, the Illinois sign was outside the Illinois delegation breakfast, and delegates were signing it. Barb Brumfield from Fairview Heights, Illinois, near St. Louis, is in charge of the sign. She's been volunteering all week at the convention, but this is special.
I've got chill bumps. It's great.
She shows me her arm, and sure enough, she's got goosebumps.
But I can't put my name on it. I'm not an elected delegate, but I've got charge of it, so that's great.
At the Democratic National Convention in Denver, I'm Robert Wildebor.
Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.